Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Hey everybody, it's producer Lizzie. So Mary got laryngitis for Christmas. I know, what a bummer. And what a bummer that you have to listen to me instead of Mary. But that's how life goes sometimes. I'm here to remind you, though, that you have until January 7th to get our exclusive discount on Cat Amazing's puzzles and condos. Just go to catamazing.com/cattalk for 15% off. I can also let you know that we're going to take a break in January. Don't panic, we'll be back in February. It's just a little tiny break. In the meantime, you can follow us on Instagram and Twitter at LTACPod, but you knew that. And now we're wrapping up the year with two mini episodes featuring two mini guests. This week, our resident cat critic Ruby, who is 6 years old, walks us through the cats up for adoption in the New York and New Jersey area. Next week, after you've adopted that cat and changed your life for the better, we have our resident cat expert, Julian, who's 4, to walk you through all the ins and outs of caring for your cat. All the cats that Ruby reviews this week were up for adoption at the time of recording. We can make no promises that somebody hasn't already snapped them up. But don't worry, there's lots of amazing cats out there, and we've got links to the shelters and rescue organizations in the show notes and at letstalkaboutcats.com.
Cats! Let's talk about cats!
Hello and welcome to a very special episode of Let's Talk About Cats. I'm noted cat lady Mary Phillips Sandy. My cat is Grendel. And I am joined today by a first grader in Brooklyn who enjoys soccer and being on podcasts. So this is perfect. It's our resident cat critic, Ruby. Welcome, Ruby.
Thank you.
How old are you, Ruby?
6.
So what we're going to do today is we're going to help people out. You know, there are a lot of cats out there that are up for adoption, and people might be looking at them thinking, I don't know, which is the right cat for me? Is this a good cat? Is that a good cat? So you're going to help us out by reviewing some cats currently up for adoption in New York and New Jersey, okay?
Okay.
Great. Okay, so the first cat that we're going to look at is at Animal Kind here in New York, and this cat's name is Domino. Domino is a black and white 4-year-old female. Ruby, tell me about Domino. What do you think makes Domino special?
So she's very cute, and she looks like she's very playful.
Uh-huh.
And Domino needs name changed because it doesn't really fit in.
Okay, so whoever adopts Domino should think of a better name for her. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. Even though it has black and white, Domino should have the name Playful.
Do you think Domino looks like a cat who would like to have some toys in her forever home?
Well, if she loves playing, yeah, she wouldn't need cat toys.
All right, so if you're interested in getting a cat who is black and white and playful and likes toys, you might want to adopt Domino, but you should come up with a new name for her. Like, how many stars do you give Domino?
10, you know.
Okay, we're going to move on and look at another cat, Harley, who is up for adoption at Wahai Cats up in Washington Heights. That's my neighborhood. Now, I just want to read to you what they say about Harley. If you like big, sleek, confident black cats, Harley is the one for you. And he gets along with other cats. So tell me about Harley. What are you thinking? He is indeed big and black and sleek.
So Harley, it's like she has glowing eyes.
Yes, I see that. Yeah. And I will add that it says, Harley will greet you at the door, keep you company as you make and eat dinner, and curl up with you on the bed at night. Does that sound like a good cat to have?
Yeah. Because you need a cat that is nice. Mm-hmm. You need a cat that will be playful, but also be simple and not scratch or everything, anything. And you'll need a basically cat that never gives up in games whenever it loses.
I think you're right. I think Harley strikes me as a cat that does not give up easily. All right, so Harley sounds like a great cat for anybody who likes cats with glowing eyes, cats who don't give up, and cats who are playful. Now, question about the name. Do we like the name Harley for this cat?
So I think you can still keep Harley. The only change is the background doesn't fit with the name.
Well, you know what? If somebody adopts Harley and takes him home, then Harley will have a new background that might fit better, right? Okay, so how many stars do you give Harley?
I would give like 11.
11 stars for Harley. All right. Wow. Okay, so our next cat is Ajax at Cat Castle NYC. Now, Ruby, this is a fluffy cat.
So it's basically sleek and shaggy.
Yes.
And you know how, like, tigers have that little big fluffy thing that protects the neck?
Yeah.
So that's what
Ajax.
Ajax.
That's true. Ajax has a bit of a tigery look and a big fluffy tail.
Tigers have an orange thing that goes around the neck to protect it. This is a white one, which is very unusual for cats.
Okay. According to Cat Castle NYC, Ajax is gentle, loving, easygoing, and curious. Do you think that's a good thing?
Yeah, they want to know more, and so they're curious.
Now, Ajax, is that a good name for this cat, or should someone...
So, yeah, but I have a little joke.
Okay, tell me your joke.
Do you know soccer?
I do know soccer.
So there's a team called Ajax.
Okay.
And I think it would be cool if it was named Ajax instead of Ajax.
Got it. Okay, so this might be a good cat for a soccer fan. Let's put this all together now. If you like soccer and curiosity and cats with fluffy tails that look a little bit like a tiger but also very different, you might be really into adopting Ajax, right?
Also known as Ajax.
Okay, and how many stars do you give Ajax, Ajax?
15.
15 stars for Ajax. Wow, that's a great cat, huh? So the next cat we're going to look at is named Callie. Callie is at Claws, New Jersey, and Callie is a calico kitten. She's still a baby and she's a calico. That's what that pattern of fur is. What are your first impressions just looking at the picture?
She looks like she would be nice to cuddle with in your arms. Being carried, she would love it in a way that how you hold babies when they're little.
Mm-hmm. What do you think about Callie's nose? Her nose is very pink.
It's cool because it's a kind of cat that has like different colors on it. It's really cool.
Do you think Callie is a good name for this cat, or should a person come and adopt Callie and give her a new name?
I think Callie should stick with its name. Well, except there's a movie called Ramona and Beezus.
Oh yeah, I know.
And they have a cat named Pinky, and it has a pink nose, so it could be named Pinky.
Okay, so Callie could be also named Pinky. And you know, Ramona and Beezus, that was a book. You know that,
yeah.
Right?
It also has a movie, yeah.
So just to clarify, Ramona and Beezus had a cat named Picky. But I think you're absolutely correct that Pinky would also be a great name for Callie because she does have that cute pink nose. And if you look really closely at the photo, you see how the little bottoms of her paws are also pink, those little toes? We call them toe beans because they look like little beans. So Callie has pink toe beans and a pink nose. So Pinky could be a cool name for her too. Okay, so it sounds like if you like cuddling and if you like carrying cats like babies and you like Ramona and Beezus and you like cats with pink noses, would Callie be a good cat for you?
Yes.
Okay, how many stars for Callie?
20.
20. I should add that we don't know what the scale of these are, but that sounds great. Now we're going to look at Pomona, who is in New Jersey at the Chance at Life Cat Rescue, and she is also a kitten. She is a gray and silver tabby with beautiful white markings on her chest and paws. Tell me about Pomona. What are your first impressions?
I love her. Like, she looks like a kitten.
Mm-hmm.
She's very cute.
What do you think her personality is like?
Never giving up.
Okay, so she also is a resilient cat. Do you think she is loving? Do you think she loves people?
Yeah, it's really nice to see a kitten that loves people, and it looks like it's coming towards a person like it really wants one.
Yeah, you're right. I also think she has really pretty ears. I like the shape of them. She kind of has big ears. So Ruby, I'm told that you also have big ears, so you know what Pomona feels like.
Yeah, it feels really itchy because it gets in the way of your body and it starts getting itchy back here and itchy back here. It's really hard.
So you have to keep your ears clean is what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, but having big ears, that means you hear pretty well, right?
Right. No, you can hear like anything.
You can hear.
So like if someone screams, you hear it.
So you would hear it and Pomona would hear it too. And she could rush to help.
Right. No, because Pomona, she's like a cat that loves helping, basically. That's what I see. So?
Okay. So if you're looking for a cat with a stripy tail and big ears, who can hear really well and likes helping and really wants a person, Pomona could be the cat for you. Do you like the name Pomona, or does that not seem like the right name for her?
So, Ramona.
Ramona. So Beverly Cleary fans, absolutely. Check out Pomona. And how many stars does Pomona get?
100.
Okay, that is the highest rated cat we've had on this episode. 100 stars for Pomona. We're going to wrap this up with a pair of kitties. Now, this happens sometimes, Ruby. I don't know if you know this, but sometimes sisters or brothers, they want to go to a home together. They don't want to be separated. So these two kitties want to go to a home together, and their names are Glamorous Princess Zizi and Ms. Burlington, Kitty Fashionista, at the East Harlem Kitty Rescue. Wow, what a pair of kittens. Let's start with Zizi, Glamour Kitten Princess.
So these cats, they look very cute.
Yep.
But I really want the name to be different.
Oh, really? Okay.
Because it's too fashionable. And it doesn't look good with the cats. It could be Zizi and Zaza.
Let me tell you what East Harlem Kitty Rescue says about Zizi. They say Zizi is an absolute feline princess and shows her royalty with being a bit reserved, but generously accepting yummy food and lots of pets. What do you think about that? That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I'm also looking at a picture basically. Looks like she really gets scared when she's lost.
Yep.
And she hates the sunlight.
She hates the sunlight. Do you think she looks like a princess?
Instead of a crown, she has a collar.
Yes, instead of a crown, she has a collar, but she does look like a princess. So then her sister, Ms. Burlington, it says here that she has a designer fur pattern with matching high fashion white scarf and booties. She likes to take up the spotlight with her dramatic poses. That sounds like an interesting pair of cats to have. What do you think?
The names should be different.
The names should be different? Yeah.
Burlington doesn't fit in. Zizi blah doesn't fit. I think it should be Zizi and Zaza.
Zizi and Zaza. Oh, like Zsa Gabor. I could see that. Okay. What kind of family would they like to live with?
A nice family.
A nice family. Do you think they would like to live with a family who treated them like royalty?
Oh, yes. Like, they just had a baby and queen, king, princess, prince, and a cat.
Yeah. Do you think these kitties like to have their picture taken?
No.
Even though they like posing and getting attention?
Really not at all.
No, they just want people to pay attention to them, right? Okay, but if you're not a king or a queen, but you just want some cats that will make you feel like a king or a queen, that could be good too, right?
Right, but you have to be the same as a king and queen and princess and prince, you know?
Okay, so you have to be prepared to act like a king or a queen.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you're somebody who either is a king or a queen or wants to act like one and likes paying a lot of attention to beautiful cats who could use a name change, perhaps Zizi and Zaza, these could be the cats for you, right?
I would think yes and no and maybe so.
Okay, yes, no, and maybe so. That covers it. Final question, of course. How many stars do you give these two beautiful kitties?
Infinity and beyond.
I think you've helped a lot of people today. Thank you so much. If folks want to adopt any of these great kitties, we're going to have links to all of their pages in the show notes and on our website at letstalkaboutcats.com. Do you hope people will adopt these kitties and take them home?
Really, yes, because they need a home. They really need one, and they don't want to be with other people that aren't their owners.
That's right. That's right. So let's hope these kitties find homes real soon. Thanks for helping, Ruby.
You're welcome. And have a nice day.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.